Oh, no. Final hour. DDC here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And the Game Nashville app. Gave Max a little bit of a scare.
I am here.
He may have tinkled down his leg. Gave him a little bit of a scare on that.
That was mean. Max is all over the place today. And that's okay. So am I. I'm on like 4 hours of sleep.
Max
so.
Must have had a fun weekend. Were you in Spain? Were you at a bachelor party? Let's talk with TD. I don't believe he was in Spain. Not to my knowledge. I wonder if he ever covered the NFL Europe. Jerron Davenport.
We'll ask Tim tomorrow.
Were you ever on the beat for NFL Europe?
No, of course not.
Yeah, I know. That would have been fun, right?
Oh, yeah. That would have been fun. Get some another country and football in another country. How that's can't get better than that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we're about, what, a little bit over 2 weeks away from training camp. These players, this is their last chance to enjoy the free time, and then it is business the rest of the way. What do you think? We've talked about this. It was interesting. We had Wes Durham on, I think, Friday's show about Austin Hooper, and it seems like everything continues to trend in the right direction when it comes to people talking about Austin Hooper, maybe the role he's going to play and, you know, what people think about him. It feels good, right? And we're going to we're going to be able to see it firsthand more, training camp, preseason, what have you. But so far, sitting here in mid-July, the Austin Hooper signing may end up something we're talking later down the road, Teron, is something that was sneaky good for the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, they needed to get a tight end. They needed to get somebody that could come in and kind of fill that role that had been voided this past year. And I think Hooper fits that definitely really well because, you know, when you look at what they like to do as far as having a tight end work in the slot and flex out wide in addition to in line, he does all of that really well.
The other part is, you know, on offense, I think everybody's going to want to see Derrick Henry. And, you know, does everybody – and I don't know how much we will, right? That's probably the unfortunate part. I'm not sure we will see much. But everybody's going to want to know, is he going to return to form? Is he a guy that can just basically have his first big injury in his NFL career, and can he bounce right back from it? I think he's built differently than most – so I think probably everybody feels pretty good. He'll bounce back and he'll be his old self. You feel that way, right?
Yeah, I think he will bounce back and be his old self. I don't think there'll be any issues there.
Talking to Teron Davenport, talking Titans and NFL with him from ESPN. What did you make of Baker Mayfield going to Carolina and looking like he's going to be their starter as they continue to try and figure out their quarterback position?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting situation because just how quickly will he be able to get that playbook down and actually be effective? And then you also have the situation with Robbie Anderson. Who knows how that situation is going to go as far as, you know, looking at what he said before, right, about Baker. And you know, it was basically like saying, no, he doesn't want him there. And Robbie Anderson said that he was defending his quarterback, Sam Darnold, but either way, it's going to be interesting watching how everything plays out with them. And lo and behold, the week one, they're going against the Browns. So that would be really cool if Baker could start.
So I was with some buddies this weekend, and you know, we were talking football and you know things that you do with your friends. And the Titans secondary came up in our conversation. And I said, you know what, I'm really not as concerned about it maybe – as other people are. I think so many focus in on Caleb Farley and what he's going to be. I love the Roger McCrary pick out of Auburn. I know he's a rookie. Elijah Molden going into year two is obviously going to be big. Christian Fulton going into year three. But when I look at this, the cornerback group specifically, Teron, I actually think they're going to be okay. Am I crazy or do you agree with me?
No, I think the cornerback group is going to be good. You know, you look at Roger McCreary coming in. The key there is just the versatility that everybody has, and I think that's going to be the major factor. Caleb Farley, you just had to get him back from that injury, and he's trending towards that way, so I think it's a good thing for them.
Has Chris Jackson been one of those picks that you've watched as, you know, he was a late pick. He you know, wasn't really highly touted, but he's been one of those solid guys that you know is just going to find a spot and good depth piece?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good depth piece. And, you know, you look at him on special teams as well, and he's one of the most versatile guys in that secondary because, you know, he can play some safety, give you, like, those type of looks, but primarily, you know, an outside guy that can play nickel as well.
Teron Davenport is with us. So, Teron, I have to ask, did you get to see any of the Keith Hernandez number retirement ceremony?
Yeah, I streamed it. I streamed it. It was really good. I was disappointed that Doc and Darryl weren't there. I knew Lenny Dykstra wasn't going to be there, you know, because of the stuff with Ron Darling. But it was good to see Mookie Wilson, Tim Telfel, those guys were there. So that was pretty cool to see, you know, a couple of the guys from that 86 team.
I do wonder if Doc and Darryl might have their day, maybe even together down the road. I do wonder.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that those guys aren't, their numbers aren't retired, you know. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and meanwhile, tonight, Mets Braves, Chase.
Yeah,
the Braves
Max,
are on a complete heater. It's unbelievable.
Max
going
versus
on right
Max.
Now. Yeah, Max Fried, Max Scherzer. I'm sweating a little bit, Teron.
Yeah, with no Starling Marte and you know, Jeff McNeil's not going to be there either, so that's going to be tough. That really
yeah.
is.
And they lost James McCann as well for a few weeks. He won't be back before the trade deadline, so the Mets have some issues here. It's not good, Chase.
Yeah, definitely
it's
have
good
some
for
issues,
me.
We'll see how it works out. You know, it's still time. You know, the season's long. The Grom's coming back at some point, and there's the trade market, so we'll see.
James McCann lives here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He might.
Lives in Rutherford County.
Might have to come back and chill for
just
a little
saying.
While. They say he's going to be out till August.
Yep.
Probably.
Unfortunately.
Oblique.
Well, it's the muscle outside your ribs. Right? Yeah. I think there was another. I thought I saw.
I thought
word.
I saw
oblique. Okay.
If it's on the side. I saw the play. He made a. It was after the. It was the day of the Keith Hernandez thing. It was unfortunately.
There's another term
made
I was looking for.
At the plate, tweaked it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in this Mets conversation.
Yeah.
I'll back
that
out.
Guardians are kind of slipping a little bit on you, Darren. I noticed you kind of got down when you started talking baseball.
Taraj is laughing like at this. What are we doing here? Should be fun tonight. That is for sure. Though. But TD, as we get ready here in the next few weeks, Jeffrey Simmons, people are going to continue to look at him and talk about him. That was another guy that came up in my bar conversations about the Titans this weekend. You know, I think he said the right things. I called it kind of a hold in, not a hold out. Like he's there, he's going to play, he's going to do his thing, but he's looking to get paid and he deserves to get paid. So what else do you need to see out of him as we go into training camp that makes you feel comfortable if you're the Titans? Not asking you to spend their money, but if you're the Titans to go ahead and do something.
Yeah, that's a tough one because you don't want to set a precedent, right, of you know, doing deals ahead of time like that. But I think if there was a deal that would warrant that happening, this would be the one. It's just we just got to have to see how this works. You know, they're getting a huge discount, right, with him playing on the rookie deal and even next year with the fifth-year option. So I don't think a deal gets done this year. But rest assured, at this time next year, they'll definitely be hammering one out and moving towards getting one.
Well, we will see how it goes. TD, I'm ready here in a couple weeks. Be back at the at St. Thomas Sports Park watching some football, so it'll be fun. Thanks for doing this as always.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
He is Teron Davenport. He joins us usually every Monday at 11, but had to move because of the Philip Forsberg press conference. And, of course, you can check out Talking with TD as well, wherever you get your podcasts. A new one will drop every Wednesday as he will give you the latest with the Titans and the NFL. We'll come back with more and talk a little bit more about this Philip Forsberg deal that is done and what is next for the Predators. We'll take your call 615-737-1025. It's the DDC, 1025-1063, the game.